Hello, and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, Pathfinder 2.0 actual play podcast of the Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan. Nathan, say hi.
Hi.
Chris.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, the married man.
Hi. I did get married. Elmer.
Bonjour.
That's fair enough. Zach.
Hey.
That's on brand. Marcus.
Hey, Joe. The ex-ho.
There we go. All right. So.
Joe, the ex-ho.
Oh, man. Okay, so I remember saying one time, like, fuck the banter. Today, we're actually going to do that because we got a lot to go into. There's a lot.
As so, you can't control this game.
I
we can do whatever we want. That's game. We could go. We could leave this. We could say fuck this town. We can say fuck the circus. Do our own adventure.
That's fine. You can do that.
I don't even think we work at a circus anymore. That was one episode.
Yeah, that was the one episode. And we'll never go again.
Just leave the life. Leave the circus life altogether.
It doesn't really serve us or our lifestyle.
Yeah, not anymore. I might have had something going on for in the beginning, but now I think the role of detective has really, like, it's solidified inside of us. Now we want to be just like wandering PIs.
No, I'd say town janitor. We're just cleaning up everything.
Crack rock.
That's so out of context for the listeners.
Yeah. they're fine.
Okay, Joe, just go ahead, take the leash, just guide us where you want us to be.
Hold on tight. The railroad tracks are coming.
You got us leashed like toddlers. Are you happy, Joe? Are you happy?
Elmer, are you ready?
You're that parent. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm leashed up.
So, last time we left our misfits. They had just finished a bar fight and had gone over and dealt with the boar that was attacking the elderly. Before that, they had taken care of a church, cleaned out the demons, talked to a mayor, may have crippled the mayor's son.
Okay, crippled's a strong word. It's not like he, I mean, we have no idea, but it's not like a firecracker is going to like leave him fingerless. Like, he might lose a finger, but he's still fine.
Have you seen those pictures that show a firecracker and then hands totally destroyed?
No, because I don't have a torture fetish, Joe.
No, that's literally like the warning sign. It's
I haven't seen it.
Yellow with the firecracker in hands.
That's a cartoon. That's not a real person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grimlock specifically gave the instructions to go away after lighting it.
Yeah.
So I thought they were just telling me to hang loose.
If anything, Grimlock deserved a settlement because they didn't follow his instructions.
Wait, are you saying that Grimlock is going to get paid for this, or Grimlock is just going to settle?
He should get paid. He should get the money. If they decide to go after him with legal reasons, like, you know, he gave like ample instructions and failed to comply.
Allegedly.
Oh, alleged. No one was there in the room.
Fuck Allegedly. Everything I've prepped. That's what we're doing. We're doing a legal
Law and Order episode.
You love our Dungeons and Daddies. We're doing it now.
Give me your fucking money.
You guys left Akbu at the church.
Yeah.
We're going to go back in time a little bit. Cue the back in time music, Zach.
Shout out to TBA.
All right, cut that out. Get that out of there.
It's a dark night over the city of Absalom. The normal moonlight's covered almost completely by the dark storms above. You couldn't tell that though under the big lights of the celestial menagerie. The heat of the lights always made center stage tough to be in for any long periods of time, and the lack of any water breaks made it even worse. But Myron Thunder Standhall continues on. Prepare yourselves and your souls, people of Absalom, with the cavalcade of celestial marvels. He always hated the lines they fed him, but after the mess he left at the Fighting Academy, he was lucky enough to grab any job. His voice always seemed to carry weight, but that doesn't really help when trying to get a job. It was either this or pedal, and he decided circus was good. He's been with the circus a few years now, and well, to his astonishment, he's grown quite fond of the carny life. Come see the hideously terrifying and faith-questioning performance of the clown, Gigolo Bounce Bounce. Gigolo Bounce Bounce. God, what a dick, he thinks as he repeats the same lines from last night and the night before. The few friends he's made here has given him something he always looked for, and gave him the idea of spending the rest of his days on the road living the circus life. Just not this circus. The Professor, Akbu, Kyle Fortunato, Eliza, and a few others have been making plans to make a run for it. A few minutes later, after shouting is done, he grumbles off the stage, walks through the back of the circus, and all around him are scenes he never thought he would be used to, and scenes he'll never probably forget. Animals being kicked around, staff being verbally and sometimes secretly physically abused. And if it wasn't for the rumors of what happened to the last runaways, they would have made a break for it a lot earlier. He finally turns the corner of his cart and is greeted by Akbu, the circus security guard.
Are we about ready to go? The time has to be soon.
Yes, he confirmed the pickup and the drop-off are to be at the next city. I was told that the island Aran has small towns we can try our luck at. That's where we'll go. Akbu, we're almost out.
You filthy piece of shit, goblin, stay out of my cart!
A 7-foot-tall clown with abnormally veiny arms and orange puffy hair is seen at the adjacent cart, holding a goblin by their ears. The two men run over.
You must stop this!
I found this one sneaking around my cart! The bastard was trying to get to my stash!
No! I was just looking for food! The other goblins are hungry, and Mrs. Dustlight always give Longshanks here extra, and we haven't got any.
Let him go, and we can deal with this nicely.
Gigolo looks at Akbu, looks at the goblin, gives him one last kick.
Fine, deal with it. I have to go on anyways.
Some of us have skills here, Orc. Akbu picks up the goblin and looks over at Myron.
Don't worry about that. I don't like that clown much anyway. But if it interests you, you could join us. We're planning to make a break for it.
Myron looks over and looks at Akbu. Yes, my friend. I always like when we make things bigger. You know what my mom always used to say. We fade out, and we see Akbu laid over in front of the cemetery. And we can go back to you guys after you guys dealt with the boars. What do you guys want to do?
I didn't know we were pros now. Like, news to me.
Yeah, did our budget go up for that?
Yeah.
Whereas this is what happens when we have, like, 2 months of free time.
This is exactly what happens when I have nothing to do at work.
Yeah, Joe texted me this morning. He's like, want to do this? He's like, you want to do this? I'm like, sure. Like, I sent you a script. Okay. I literally opened it right now.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on. I was like, this, I don't know, was it well rehearsed or, I don't know.
No, just the script.
Bravo.
Yeah, bravo. Good job, Joe.
Thank you. Okay. So, what do you guys want to do?
I guess we're just gonna, we checked out the bar. We checked out the place where the boars are at. We've got a few things there. I mean, the last thing to do, according to our notes, is the Lindell Farm, right? That you're saying? Linden Farm.
Yeah, you have the Linden Farm, and you have the Hofton Mill.
Hofton Mill. All right. I feel like, do we know what's closer to us?
Right now, the Hofton Mill is. Either way, you're going to have to cross the center.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if we go to the mill first, because that's such a smaller area to investigate, and then we go check out the farm, because the farm's probably, like, a lot bigger. But I don't know how everyone else feels about that.
The mill sounds good with me.
Let's do it.
So, you guys are on your way to the mill. As you go, you hear a bustling. You get about halfway there. You cross the bridge. You're getting around where the church was. And you see a small crowd gathered. They're gathered along the street to watch three colorfully dressed people shouting, playing tambourines and pipes. Prepare yourselves and your souls, people of Aberton, for a cavalcade of celestial marvels. For sights so spectacular and so marvelous that you shall speak of them forever with awestruck tears in your eyes. Prepare for the show to surpass any you have ever seen, either yesterday or in days before. Prepare for the dawning of Mistress Dustlight's celestial menagerie. The speaker's a tall 7-foot clown with orange puffy hair as he juggles multiple daggers in the air. On his left is a broad-shouldered, dark-skinned man with two flame batons in his hand. And to his right is a shorter woman with a tiger in front of her and a whip in her other hand. Give me a perception throw. Anyone?
Anyone?
Grimlock with 17.
Fidget with a 22.
Yeah, we can rely on Fidget because I rolled a 6 and I got plus 6, so 12.
Yeah, I...
and Zach got a...
Alright. So, Fidget, you notice them before they notice you.
Okay.
I think the old crew would have told you about, like, the basic background. You're only there for a day, right?
I mean, I was there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But I don't know the history. I mean, they might have mentioned stuff in passing. Like, probably, like, a lot of animosity. But, like, I don't know the real history or the true or, like, the real background of it all, you know?
No, you don't. And you see them before they see you. But you also see behind them a stone statue. And behind that stone statue is, like, a comically sized piece of wood with a circle around it and a bunch of daggers outlining the stone statue.
Huh? Is it Akbu? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, is it Akbu? Are you trying to tell me that it's Akbu?
It's Akbu.
This will not stand. That is very upsetting to Fidget. And, okay, well, I guess first she'll try to stop everyone, I don't know if she's in the front of everybody, like, leading the way, because no one else knows the way to the mill, or whatever, but she's gonna, like, attempt to just, like, pull out, like, both her hands out, and just try to, like, get everyone to, like, halt. And kind of just, like, in mouth kind of wide open, kind of, like, gasp, but, like, with no sound. She's got, like, just points at Akbu and tries to get everyone's attention at it, because, like, she's just, like, really shocked by what's happened. And she is, and I guess, you know, I don't know if anyone has anything to say, they can say it, but she'll probably start walking towards that group very, very hurriedly.
No, before you leave, Grimlock kind of tugs at you and says, "No, we have a surprise right now. We can stop them.
Stop them from... But Grimlock, they have Akbu. Like, stop them. Are we planning on jumping them? Demand it from them.
Embarrass them. Do something. Something wild out of the world, you know?
Okay.
Make them look real scummy.
Okay, I get it. I hear you. You know what? I think I got the perfect idea. Are they rolling to see if they see us? Because that's kind of a low bow, Joe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see that.
Damn, okay. Joe didn't hide his roll. What, bro? What is that? Are those hacks?
Yeah. Again. Okay. So once all right. Again. So Joe, do you want to resolve anything before?
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay, first thing is Fidget is going to attempt to stealth and hide behind, I don't know, either the bridge or a barrel or crate or something that's in that way that's obstruct her view from them.
Okay. I like this plan. Can I also join Fidget in the stealthy stealth?
You may.
Why not take our stealthy person with you guys?
I don't think you want to do it.
We're gonna stab somebody. Let's do it.
Oh, what?
I'm not trying to stab anybody. I'm
kidding. Fine. Can I come with you though?
A man stabbed one goat.
No, you can come. I was just very surprised.
No one knows the plan except Nate, but you guys are going.
That's fine. I'll take that. I'll take it. He did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
So, if for our audience who doesn't remember, since Naz is a rogue and he has a feat, I forget what it's called, but essentially he can take the lead of stealth rolls for the group. He just rolled a unnatural 20. Are we good, Joe? Are we good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Joe hates to see it.
Damn, we caught Joe in the middle of a beer sip.
Okay, so with that, we're gonna hide. So we're in the crowd. Can I change it a little bit, Joe? Because I realize I made a mistake with my initial plan.
Talk to me.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So since me and Naz and Anna Carmen don't know the Celestial Menagerie and they don't know us, with Naz's stealth skill, we'll slip into the crowd unnoticedly because I need to be within 30. I need to be within 30. That's why I'm changing my plan. And I'm asking you if it's okay.
That's fine with me. They don't know who you are.
Exactly. So we slip in and I am going to cast telekinetic projectile. And what I'm going to do is I am grabbing one of the what is the clown juggling?
Knives or daggers.
There you go.
Hey, go this for could be throat.
Nathan, this could be lethal.
I'm going to take his dagger.
I believe in you.
You know, they took Akbu and the sisters back, so I'm kind of mad. And she knows she's not going to kill anyone outright. So what she's going to do is she is going to take one of the daggers and at its highest arc, grab it with telekinetic projectile and beam it straight at the tiger.
What?
Oh, shit.
The fucking tiger?
Oh, shit.
You got that move from Zach.
My thing is that I'm trying to make it seem... Well, look, if it attacks a person, I don't know. I mean, if I attack an animal, the most obvious reaction is the animal's going to fight. Yeah?
Are you asking me?
I don't know.
He wants to anger the tiger.
I wanted to make the tiger angry and scare the crowd.
First things first.
I'm sticking with the gang. Gang.
First things first, I want someone to isolate Zach saying kill pets.
Whatever. Do it.
Yeah, so
you're
gonna have to roll to attack, right?
It should be free anyways.
I am. But like my thing is I just want it to not is there anything I can roll to make it complete to make it look like it hasn't been tampered with at all?
There's sleight of hand.
Is that a thing? Along with my attack roll? Along with my spell roll?
Yeah. No, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do. You're gonna do your spell roll, but I'm also gonna put a minus on top of it.
Because it's thievery. There's no sleight of hand.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna put a minus on you to hit. Okay. You're gonna take a -3 to make it sneaky.
Okay. Alright.
Oh!
I rolled. That's gonna be a 27. I rolled a 19 plus 8.
Looking up the AC of a tiger.
Damn.
So probably what the crowd sees is the clown juggling, and then for like maybe if they're really perceptive, they notice that for a half a second. Like the knife that's at the highest arc does like kind of pause a second and not fall automatically, and it just kind of like shoots down and into the tiger's paw. like somewhere where that's not like so like, you know, deadly, I guess.
What was your total?
A 25. No, it would be a 24.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you didn't crit the unassuming tiger.
Yeah. My hope is the tiger is going to freak out and like, and then, you know, scare the crowd and those jerks will be really embarrassed and yada, yada, yada.
He wants the tiger out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That was quality. That was quality.
Right. So you guys in the crowd see this dagger that was thrown in the air start to go at a different angle than it should and land right in this tiger's paw, and the tiger
that was quality tiger noises.
Is this a baby tiger? I'm confused. When did hold on.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Meow.
You see the tiger start just pawing at its hand, trying to get the dagger out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jellico goes over, kicks the tiger, and pulls it out. And the tiger just looks up at the clown, terrified, and continues to do its tricks.
All right. Well. So nothing happened. Like the people who surrounded, then no one freaked out, and like no one else.
The people that just saw him kick a tiger are starting to mumble.
Okay.
They're starting to think, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Okay.
And they start scanning the crowd. Angelico makes eyes with the very colorful, very obviously. No.
No.
Oh. Well, he said gnome.
Oh, gnome. Oh.
You're one of those wanderers, aren't you? Oh, those waywards. Seems like one of you had wandered a little too far. And he looks over at Akbu and throws a knife. And it lands right above his head.
He missed. He's not pretty good.
Fidget will kind of like, you know, step forward, like kind of separate herself from the crowd a little bit. And then so the crowd can see her and recognize her.
She was really good at juggling.
Wow, it's Fidget.
Oh my god.
and she has a really like real big like smile on her face, and she goes, Yes, it is. I am Fidget, and I am from the Circus Wayward Wonders, you know, who's stationed over here out in Aberton. And
do you know Naz? Like...
Where's Naz? Is Naz here? Fidget, is Naz here?
Hi.
So much. And it seems to me that you have something that doesn't quite belong to you. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't be throwing knives over there at my stony friend.
Jigolo goes over and leans on Akbu. Oh, this guy. You're talking about this guy? He was just, I thought, just a lawn ornament. Oh, Akbu, old friend, I can't believe you came all the way here.
Can I cast a spell?
You can if you want.
I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile. On his shoe.
Are you gonna make him kick himself in his face?
That or like have his shoe launch 60 feet away so, you know, the force of it just makes him fall on his ass and get off Akbu.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just casting. I'm not attacking anything. I'm just yanking his shoe.
Roll the hit.
Nate, the visualization you just gave me in my head, like when you said like his shoe would fly off and he would fall.
Okay.
I imagine somebody just coming up from behind you and grabbing your feet and just face planting on the floor.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody out there, but
okay. How about this? If I hit, he falls on his face and cracks his nose open. If I miss, he just The shoe goes when he trips, but he doesn't like hurt himself.
I had plans. Just roll.
Okay,
Joe.
Hey.
Oh.
But this brings 26. 26, bitch.
So what happens, because I can't let you just do a free trip every time you try to do a telekinetic.
Why not?
What happens is his shoe breaks off from his feet.
Yeah.
And he's just left with one shoe.
And like it explodes off of his foot?
But it's a hit. But it's a hit. I mean, it should at least, like, fall on his face or something.
Nathan, I love it. I love it so much.
All right.
But you literally just trip every single person.
No. I mean, I'm busting the rules because I technically can't do it. I just, you know. Ask me a loose, unattended object.
I think this brings up a very interesting mechanic, though. Like, Joe, would you allow us to gamble with you on some rolls?
Yeah, can we gamble with you?
We will gamble all the time.
Okay. Let's say, I don't know. I want to say I want to be a roll at least above 15 naturally or something. Like maybe some extra happens.
Sort of, kind of.
Cool. We'll implement the call your shot rule.
New home rule.
Yeah. But if it gets too wild, like if I roll a 19 or above, I kill him. It's not going to work.
Okay.
That's not wild at all.
No.
That's not too wild.
Hey, okay.
I don't understand. What's wild about that?
Okay, so, Joe.
We're all going to die sometime.
So, I rolled an 18. I rolled an over 20.
That's more.
What? So, like, I mean, do you still want to let that happen? I don't care if it happens.
As the introduction to this new rule, let it be known, rule has been made.
Okay, so what happens?
He trips, falls over, busts his face on the cement.
Non-lethally.
But he does get up smiling with his mouth just full of blood.
Fidget kind of has like a very polite smile on her face, and she just kind of like, now that he's like on his level now, kind of looks down on him a little. She goes, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't lean on my friend like that.
Well, you know how circuses deal with these kinds of issues. Oh, do you not know that, Fidget?
The only issue I see is a bunch of strangers in my town causing a bit of a ruckus and taking things that aren't theirs. And right now, we're not in a circus.
Facts.
We're in Aberton. And she kind of gestures for the crowd.
Bars.
Do you need me to roll like some kind of diplomatic thing?
No, go with it. You're good.
Okay.
The crowd is obviously on your side right now a little bit.
So, yeah.
No, she's right. We're not clowns. I still hope that Naz is here.
Question. Are me and Naz still stealth?
No, I don't think you guys have made yourself aware yet, like out in the open just yet.
Yeah.
But you two were right besides the gnome, so I think they pinned
you. And you don't look like farmers.
Yeah. You don't look like that.
I hear them talk about Naz, and I don't even want them to be, I don't want to be acknowledged. So I'm just like, looking at not me.
Since you guys are nothing but a bunch of cheap imposters with a fake charade of tricks, I heard you guys even had a goblin singing as your main attraction. Who does that anymore?
Okay, somebody's about to get
shot. Who does that anymore?
You guys are not used to the old circus ways. We're gonna do this?
That's right. The old ways are done. We're the new wave. We're the new generation.
No.
Degeneration X!
We're gonna have...
This generation!
We're gonna have an old-fashioned walk-off.
You're fucking around.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let me introduce
to the dance-off portion of the adventure.
You are fucking lying.
What happens?
Wait, we're doing a walk-off?
You're going to have a 3v3 performance battle.
You're lying.
Each one of you will go against another performer of theirs. There's three of them. You guys can choose three people. The goal of this is to roll a DC 18 performance check. If you do that, it'll help you in the final battle. If you fail, or critically fail, it will not help you and will hurt you, obviously. You may increase the chances of you hitting that 18 by doing a separate check, i.e. athletics, stealth, or any kind of those things, to increase your chance, but you have to roll another DC 15 with it. So you roll the DC 15 if you'd like to, and then you roll the DC 18.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just get this clear. Sorry, because I was there's a lot of things going on over on my head right now. There's four of them. Yeah.
Yeah. There's three and a tiger.
So it's a 3v3, but realistically, I mean, I guess there's three performances that we have amongst us. Me, Snap, and Naz, I guess.
Wait, so I'm a little confused. A walk-off is what is that exactly?
I guess we're just like Zoolander. Doing a performance. We're doing
like voguing. That was a Zoolander ref, but he confused us because it's actually a dance battle.
Yes.
Is this in the book, Joe?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, because okay. I was imagining walk off as like.
And we just stab the clown? I mean, can we just end it like that?
I was honestly wondering.
You
can if
you want, but there is a bunch of people watching. And Joe, open murder would not go well.
Did the injury give us any upper hand in this walk off, maybe?
It might have.
Okay.
Yeah. I honestly.
We're clearly better people. Then
I don't know. You did just stab a tiger.
No one knows that. Fidget will carry that. Fidget will carry that in her heart forever. Feel guilty about
who
it.
Who stabbed a tiger? But,
yeah, I mean, clearly the clown just dropped the knife on the tiger, but then he kicked the tiger. So yeah. It's clear that everyone thinks he did it. Like he dropped his knife and then kicked the tiger for, you know, complaining about it, I guess.
Joe, this is where it's important for you to sprinkle that word allegedly in there.
Yeah, allegedly. Okay. All right. So we're doing DC 15 checks basically to win the performance of to win the crowds.
He said DC 18.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll say it again. The you can do two rolls for your one performance. Okay. The first roll is optional. It's a DC 15, and it has to be a skill check that is not your performance skill.
Can I interject? Can I use some of my private techniques maybe and bring that over here for that 15, like a crafting check?
I'll allow that, but if you fail, if they fail on their 15, it doesn't do anything to their next check, but if you fail, it's gonna apply an effect.
Okay, because I just want a way to roll also to help, but yeah
I feel that. So you guys can discuss. They're huddled up. The crowd is really getting, you're like, yeah, let's do
this.
Who's the
DJ?
This is real West Side Story vibes over here.
Yeah, everyone's all snapping left and right.
I was thinking more of what is that movie?
Step Up.
Step Up. Yeah.
Okay. So they're their thing. So the DC 15 check.
No, you got served.
Performance one. That could be any skill.
Any skill that's related to it. So for
are you sure it wasn't stop the yard?
Okay. Fidget's gonna run up to so first of all,
we serve them, then they serve us, then it's on.
So first of all, we're gonna huddle. And reference. I'm just like, okay. All right guys. So who's doing what? Who wants to, because I'm gonna perform. I'm gonna be part of this because I really don't like that clown. He's kind of he seems kind of like a big douchemonger. who else is gonna bring stuff to the table?
I feel like Nav should go last. He really will. The crowd is asking for him. Just imagine a last minute reveal to the crowd of Nav's
here. Yeah. You're right. Nav's?
And I think we could do the pyrotechnics for when I get on.
Sure. We got the pyro guy here. I was gonna ask Grimlock for a favor anyway.
Tight.
Yeah, what's up?
So I'm gonna shock the crowd. So I'm gonna take a few things. Actually, do you have any more of those firecrackers? Allegedly, those alleged firecrackers that on you per se?
Oh yeah, I just found some over here. Actually, here you go.
Okay, great, awesome. And then Snap, are you willing to like do something with the snowball, like maybe some kind of tumble acrobatic thing with them, really show up that tiger?
Sure.
Okay, cool. And Carmen.
Oh yeah, what do you do, Anna Carmen? What What do you bring to this?
Well, let me clarify here. Joe, you said like we're using roles that are not performance roles.
Yeah, so who's going first?
I guess I will go. Fidget will go first.
So Fidget, if you're doing your juggling, right?
Yes.
So what do you roll for your performance?
Performance.
Okay. So then I'd let you use athletics as well.
I was thinking of using intimidation.
Are you gonna mean mug him the whole time?
Because that's not me.
I want to them and the crowd by showing off a very dangerous juggling performance. That's why I wanted the firecrackers.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let it. Allow it.
Okay.
Well, then back to me, I guess. Well, I'm not entirely sure. I could, show off some swordsman skills or maybe do a gymnastics routine, but...
If you want to, you can. I don't know what this is.
Is it necessary for me to partake in this? I could be a referee.
I mean, you don't have to partake. I mean, I'm not asking you to perform. I'm seeing if you have any ideas to help, like, someone. Because I'm getting Grimlock to help with my act if it helps with someone else's
act. Yes. We fight them, and we beat them.
Okay.
Seems simpler.
I also want to punch the lights out of that clown, but look, do we really want to be seen as like the more violent type amongst the people of Aberton? I'm just trying to do things a little more diplomatically more rather than like, fighting.
Yep. I actually agree with Fidget here. Let's beat them where it really hurts.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
Let's crush their souls.
I'm down with that. Well, just because I like you, little one, we'll go forward with this, but I'd rather fight them. Just let it be known.
Can you use your fighting skills in an act with Snap?
Anna Carmen's really graceful, and like, if, I mean, I don't know what Naz wants to do, but if Naz like does his crazy dance break thing he was doing before, and she does some, and she dances with him with her sword, like it could look really cool or dangerous. Oh, and that might be super cool.
I could, what's the damn snowflake?
Yeah, is it snowflake or snowball? I can't remember.
Snowflake.
Is it big enough to ride?
No, not Anna Carmen.
Not at all. Damn, I was about to say I could do equestrian stuff like on the back of it, like gymnastics, but.
Do you want
to? I'm sure there's horses around.
You can find a horse.
Or a cow, at least.
That seems like too much trouble just for this mini game.
Snap doesn't know what a dance off is. Someone should.
Snap, what we're just doing here?
It's not really a dance off. It seems to be. I think that's poor reference making. It's just a performance off. Like we're playing to our strengths and trying to win the crowd.
Just think of it as advertisement for our circus. Into the street.
Anna Carmen, I can make you a horse.
What?
Build you a horse. Do it. Do it. Make the horse.
Okay. So Snap will go and gather a bunch of some hay, some barrels, some other like loose pieces of wood, build it into this kind of a shitty looking horse thing, and then cast summon animal and summon a horse.
Does it come out of the, does it like form from that?
I like to think so.
Okay, it does.
Flash. Sure.
This horse just appears from the scrappings that Snap has made.
Holy beautiful. Shit! I didn't know you could do that, Snap.
You never asked.
If I ever need a horse, I'll make sure to come straight to you. Though a horse might be too big for me.
This is an interesting development.
Okay, so I'll do juggling. Anna Carmen will do equestrian swordsman riding. That looks like cool, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I didn't know I explained that to you guys.
I mean, I thought you said that. I thought you said that to the.
I did not say that as Anna Carmen.
Okay. Well,
But yes, this gives me a great idea.
And this is how equestrian riding was created.
Okay, I can do gymnastics on the back of this horse. Yes, if you need me, I'm here.
And then that's gonna be with Snap, though, right?
No, I don't know.
If he wants to be in the middle of it, like I don't know, hold leash.
No, this is he'll be by himself.
Okay, cool.
Snap, no, I mean he'll be by himself. Sorry.
And this is where Anna Carmen learns her new love of circus work.
And then third's gonna be who?
Naz. Naz is gonna be the star. That's gonna be the closing act, as he always is, and is gonna hopefully blow away the crowd.
Okay.
So, right,
so we're just kind of snap out of it. All right, one of our actual performers.
I think Snap bowed out. I don't know if he wanted to participate because I think he was confused.
All right, so the scene's set. The town has just been waiting. They're snapping still.
Left the crowd grew.
The crowd grew by his entire time.
There's more people around. And first up comes Gigolo Bounce Bounce.
Fuck that guy.
He comes strolling up right across the center line, so you know it's disrespectful.
Can I ask a question?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can I? What the fuck is he? Do we know what he is? He's like 7 feet tall, and he's like
7 foot tall human.
He's lengthy, right?
Lengthy, yeah. It's not all. Yeah. Something's not right.
Like, he sounds like a fucking creep.
Sounds like a fucking monster.
Imagine a monster, basically.
Monster clown.
Yeah, monster clown.
I'm imagining just a metal. And he's trying to be nice and cool, but in reality, just make everybody scared.
Sweet tooth, yeah. In this world, no good clowns exist. We just have this person, and then we have Naz.
And everybody loves me. So.
Naz is like the anti-hero of clowns.
That's very accurate.
Okay, Joe, continue.
So, Gigolo Bounce Bounce starts bopping his head to the beat. There's a beat going out of nowhere. The other side of the crowd is making one. Zach input the beat. No, it's completely mouth made. And he starts juggling his daggers in a rhythmic beat to it. And he keeps getting higher and higher. And then when one falls down, when one gets to the very top, he throws a dagger across the room without looking over at Akbu. And it keeps missing and it keeps missing. And then he looks at you, Fidget, and he winks. And he throws one straight at Akbu, and it chips one of his tusks off, and he walks away.
Okay. Wow.
What the hell's wrong with this guy? So he's a creep and a douchebag?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he missed a bunch of times. I don't know why he's strutting all over the place. Okay. I was like, when
is there a roll for that? Or is
Joe didn't roll at all. Joe didn't roll at all. I didn't see a single roll from Joe's side. Cheating. Okay, Fidget will approach and she'll pull out, and Bartholomew will pop out of her pack and walk alongside her because, you know, he's her assistant.
Is it time, Fidget?
Yes, and we're gonna do something really special, which makes it.
Is it plan A, B, double two?
No, it's plan F.
Oh, no.
And she's gonna set her pack down, grab her three juggling balls, and. She lays the firecrackers that Grimlock gave to her by her feet where Bartholomew is, and then she sits down, lights a candle, and it says it by Bartholomew. And then she's going to address the crowd and, ladies and gentlemen of Aberton, I'm Fidget, and I am here to perform an act of daring do for you. By my feet are these five firecrackers who have potential firepower to blow a small boy's fingers off.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And I say allegedly because these are untested, and there's no more of them. They've only made five. And just to demonstrate the power of one, and Bartholomew lights one and hands it to her, and she holds it in her hand to the last second before using the projectile to throw in the air 30 feet and to have it explode. And because these are, and just to add a little bit of extra danger, These will be added to my rotation of my juggling at random intervals by my rat assistant. And that's going to be my intimidation check to try to like intimidate them into thinking it's like a really dangerous stunt. All
right, roll your intimidation. This is
15.
Oh wait, they're not rolling it. I think it's Grimlock, isn't it?
I mean, I'm making the speech. I mean, Grimlock can roll it if you think that's what is correct. And I'm using them. I don't know. It's up to you. Grimlock made them, but
yeah, Grimlock, roll a crafting check.
Oh, see how. Oh yes.
All right, now roll your intimidation.
Roll 16.
It's going to help your roll.
It's a big. So is this my intimidation? My DC 15 intimidation?
Yes.
Oh fuck yes! That's a 22. I rolled that. Yeah, right. Rolled 22.
All right.
Actually, it's 24.
Actually, it's a 26 because Grimlock added to it, which made it a critical success.
All right, cool.
All right, Nate, you're going to get a +2 to your roll because you critically succeeded.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to do the performance check right now. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a natural 19 with a total of 29.
Nate, go crazy. Tell me what happens.
So as she starts to juggle, Bartholomew will occasionally light and Bartholomew, by the way, has the familiar traits speak, and he also has ambidextrous, so he can use his two hands like real people hands. His two front paws is like real people hands. So he takes firecrackers, lights them, and then at random intervals just throws them up to her, like. And like he waits until like the spark goes really close to the end, throws it up to her, she grabs it and sends it up flying. And each time it gets closer and closer, her almost like blowing off fingers or blowing really close to her own face. But every time, but without flinching or without showing any form that she's like, she has a complete control of her performance. She finishes with the last one, right kind of like with a well over her head and catches her last juggling ball and bows to the crowd.
They give you a standing ovation, and for the first time, this crowd isn't chanting Naz, they're screaming for Fidget.
And she will do a low curtsy and then turn to the fucking clown and with her big, polite smile, give him a returning wink, and then just return back to her crew.
But then he crawls up your leg and into your pocket. Good job, Fidget.
Thanks, you did great. Everything was timed perfect. And she gives him a little high five.
Gives it back. All right. I'm going to have you guys go next.
Who? Us, the crew. Okay. It's Anna Carmen with her equestrian riding.
One of them isn't going to go next?
It's our turn.
Snake format.
Okay. All right. Okay, so with this newly spawned horse, I'm just going to go ahead and mount it and I guess ride it around for a little bit, kind of ride around the edge of the crowd and speak to them just like Fidget was doing, and just kind of address them and say a few words. This was not a part of my plan today. But because somebody I admire and respect asked me to do so, I am now heed about to make a fool of myself in front of all of you. And then I guess my routine begins. I just kind of like kick the little horse. Well, not kick it, but like kind of like, you know, where the spurs are on the back of your feet. Just kind of give it a little like nudge. Like, all right, let's ride around. Let's do this. And we start it up and then I just stand up on his back and just start doing it. What do you need me to roll?
You're gonna have to roll performance.
Well, good thing I have a +10. Just kidding, I don't. That'd be nice. Okay, seven plus zero. Six. +6 is my actual performance bonus.
Dang, so close.
Yeah. This performance roll is what we have to hit the DC 18 with, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to use a hero point.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we get any bonuses from this magical horse? I mean, Marcus, can he add anything?
Yeah, Marcus, go ahead.
Like Arcana check or something?
Yeah, roll an Arcana check. Let's see how beautiful this horse is.
Yeah, let's see how much this horse can compensate for Anna Carmen's.
Or does it still look like dirt?
I don't think I use much dirt.
It's all A.
Ooh.
Over 10.
I rolled an 11.
So this horse looks like a horse, maybe a little malnourished.
But oh, boy.
It's good.
Okay, so then
it looks like a horse.
Yeah.
So then, yes, I will use my hero point.
There's some hay sticking out of it at some places.
Okay, I get it. I'm using my hero point.
Hey, at least it's not made out of chalk.
Here we go. All right. Rolled a 17 plus 6, that is 23. That is the performance check, baby.
Call her mommy.
I feel like you end the show with like you standing on top of the horse.
Well, that's how I started, just standing because I have to get in the position.
She ends the show flipping off the horse.
Yes, there you go. You actually took that out of my mouth, Nathan. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're in my head. But yeah. I just start doing like a little gymnastics routine with the little bit of space I have on the back of this horse. You know, as you guys said, it's a little malnourished, so it's a little skinny. I got a little bit smaller back to work with, but it's okay, you know. Anna Carmen is a trooper. She's doing it for Fidget. Start doing some flips on it. I know, pretty crazy. Some flips, a little somersault here and there. I do a handstand. I maybe throw in a little plie in there, get a little fancy.
Okay, why are you acting so shy at first if you're clearly a professional?
this is the end of it.
You know, I'm good at it, but it's not what I like to do.
Hey man, that resonates with me.
Did you need me to roll anything else?
No, you did it. You did a good job.
Alright, but yes, I'm actually going to do a... You know what, Joe, let me roll for this, because I wanna earn a panache point before... And I could do it. So I do want to flip off of it, but I want to do a... triple flip.
Whoa!
Yes.
Okay, I wanna could have said double flip. And
we no, triple. I'm going big here. So, what do you want me to roll? Acrobatics or athletics? Shot? You know what? I'm scared, so no. But,
it's gonna be acrobatics.
Okay, acrobatics. Let's go, baby. I'm about to dismount with the triple flip. 12. Oh, no.
Plus 8, baby. That's a 20. Let's go. I nailed that triple flip.
You do the first ever Galarian triple flip. It's written down in the history books. There's legend of you.
Boom! Triple flip off the back of a horse, dismount, perfectly nailed it. Simone Biles, shout out to you. Learned it from her. I don't even know who does it, but yes.
Fidget, she listens for sure.
Fidget is like,
they fangirl. Hate to see it.
Fidget's fangirl screaming. Just like uncontrollable. Just an uncontrollable scream has erupted from her mouth.
All right. Don't know how they're going to follow up. Darren Danica struts up with her lion and
tiger,
thank you, and starts whipping around it, and the tiger starts dancing on two paws, on one paw, does a handstand. Danica rides it for a second. She tries to do what Carmen tried to do.
She's trying to do a quadruple backflip.
He's gonna do a quadruple backflip.
Please,
doesn't do it. Falls on her face, but then she springs up like that cool like action move without any hands, just springs up using her body, and it does some crazy elaborate dances with the tiger. But you can tell that you did a much better job than her, and the crowd is they're barely paying attention, and they're cheering for you.
Everyone's like trying to get an autograph.
Yeah.
It was just like.
But then something crazy happens as a big clout of fire is sprung into the air. And the crowd pays attention again. as the heat subsides, as Victor, the volcano, has entered the dance-off. He swallows the fire and holds it for much longer than should be ready. You can even see the heat come from his body. You see his skin become a lighter orange, and then he releases it all at once. And the crowd just, they have now focused all their attention on that.
What's his name?
Victor the Volcano. He takes out a glow stick and he drinks it.
What?
I'm kidding. He doesn't do that.
Oh, I was like, oh
god, he's one of those kids.
All right. That's his show. It's time for you guys' next act.
All right. Are they ready for my performance? Is the smoke clear?
I don't know if I am. Yeah.
Nats, all right.
Nats.
I'm
breaking through. Is he gonna do
break through this smoke? Like a western.
Nats. Wow, wow, wow.
I walk up and I say, "Silence!"
Oh my god, it's Naz.
Oh my god, it's Naz.
What is he gonna do? Oh my god.
Naz was here the whole time.
Look at his mustache. Oh my god.
He's so
I start tapping.
Naz is so hot right now.
I start snapping my fingers. Then I start snapping my tapping my foot.
Stab my toes.
Then I do the worm on my on my arms, you know? Do the worm. And then out of nowhere on my second roll to my right arm, a cigarette pops into my hands. Poof. Everybody gasps. I have to roll performance, right? Okay. So then...
That's your trick.
I put it on my nose. Then I balance it. For a very long time. People are fucking blown away of how straight it is on my nose. But I'm still doing the arm worm thing. Each time I go back and forth, people get... more enamored with it. It's crazy.
Everyone, take note.
Fucking hot rocks tonight! Hot rocks tonight! Fucking hot rocks!
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 20. 24?
You have made smoking look so cool.
I'm not even smoking, though.
But your cigarettes, they mean something.
Oh, yeah. I haven't lit it yet. I'm still doing the arm worm thing. It's going back and forth. My cigarette is, like, so balanced on my nose. So straight. People think it's, I don't know, fake. How is he doing?
The crowd is in utter silence, just watching you with your cigarette.
Then I flick my head up and cigarette lands in my mouth and I light it. And I'm smoking it. I'm blowing the smoke, walking away. It's an amateur.
And the crowd loses their shit.
And then we all do a group pose at the end. It's a big FU to the other ones.
Now it's time for the final battle.
What? Oh my god. What do you mean final
battle? What the fuck?
We did it. Dude, have you not seen these hot rocks we're dropping? Are you not seeing these hot rocks?
So I told you at the beginning, you guys do 1v1s and then a...
All right. What's the final battle, Joe?
You guys choose one person. It's going to be all of you performing at once, but you're going to choose one person to do the check. It started out as DC 18, but since you guys beat the living crap out of them, it is now a DC 14.
Okay.
Not bad, not bad.
Whoever wins, if you make it, you win.
Okay.
So, they all get together, and they start doing all the tricks at once. The tiger's running around all through the tree and Gigolo's legs as he's juggling. The flame guy is shooting flames in between the knives in the air. And what do you guys do?
Everybody, quick! Yes, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Everybody, get on the Everybody get on the malnourished horse's back.
Grimlock points to him, like saying, like, me too? Like me?
No, not you, bearded one. No,
no, good, good. No, yeah. It's all right.
You're doing great over there.
Midget and Naz. We're standing by the horse, but we're like, we're up to. We're like, people raise our hands up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, like yes. Little babies. I understand. Yes. Okay.
My cigarette's in my mouth still, and I'm like, I'm like, you know, trying to grab you up top. I'm like,
hello.
should I roll the performance? I have a +8.
Yeah, go for it.
And you took out the hero roll, yeah.
Okay, so the thing, so I guess we'll all just as Anna Carmen is like doing the whole equestrian thing, I'm also juggling as also doing the worm and balancing his cigarette on the horse.
Hey, Grimlock, do you want to add any fire?
Yeah, you know those like fireworks that you just roll and they spin around making flashing lights?
The flowers? Yeah. Flowers?
The flowers? Flowers? Yep, yep.
Yeah, all right. All right, here we go. Oh, God, hero point. Oh, my
hero
God.
Hero point. You hero rolled a point. 5. Hero
I rolled
point
a 5. Bitch.
You guys, hold on. Did it?
What?
You all can roll to aid, but you have to be the DC 20. Performance.
Okay,
wait,
so we
wait,
can
no,
roll.
Wait, hold on.
Before he uses the hero point, we can all roll separately and see if we beat a DC 20?
Yes.
So right now, it's a 13.
So just one person. You can do it too.
One person can roll and get over 7, get a 7 or more, and then we're good.
No, they have to roll DC 20.
Yeah, we have to roll higher than 20, Nate, individually.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'll go first.
Even if we get one success, that pushes us over the edge.
Also, increase the DC for failing, like critically failing. So if you hit a 10.
Okay.
But,
You still
got your hero point.
I'll do it. I'll go.
Beep, beep.
Oh.
God damn
it. You got your hero point.
I rolled a 2. No, I don't have those.
Really? You don't have a hero point?
Not Anna Carmen. Not Anna Carmen.
Akpu's stone head fell down.
What the fuck's going on?
So now it's what, Joe? It's 16?
Yeah, no, it was a 4. Yeah, now it's 16. Naz, you do have a hero point, don't you?
Oh, thank you. Wait, no, Chris did it. Fuck, that still doesn't push us over the edge, right? That's only a plus.
Nope.
So now we're at 15, so we're still one below. So Naz could roll to aid and then push over.
Snap, do you got anything that can help?
Like roll or to like...
to roll to help them.
I would just do performance, right?
Yeah.
I can try.
Gotta be a DC 20 though. If you feel like you can do that.
I only have a +1 in performance.
Maybe not.
Yeah, not much. Or something
like
else.
Animal handling to get Snowflake on our horse too.
Animal handling,
make the horse dance like in the little rodeo, so you make it like
Would that be a nature check?
I have no idea. Here.
Yeah, it'll be a nature check. Not. There's not animal hands on this game.
Little dance, little thing.
Gotta be over 20 though.
Nope.
Shit.
Okay, we're done. No 14. More help. No more. No one aid. No more aids. I'll roll the hill.
He has
the
hero point.
Now it's at DC 18. Now. I have to. Oh my God. Fuck me.
It's a DC. Okay, so let's just rewind this for everyone, for the audience. It started as a DC 14 because they won all the battles, but it did some. Then Fidget rolled her first roll. It was not a 14.
It was a 13.
Everyone decided to try to aid. To aid, you have to roll a DC 20. Anna Carmen rolled less than 10, critically failed, which brought up the DC to a 15. Naz critically failed by rolling a 3, brought the DC up to a DC 16. Grimlock critically succeeded, which brought the DC to a 14, and then Snap critically failed and brought it back
to a
15.
What's a critical fail? Of below 15?
Below 10.
Below 10.
No, I'm above 10.
No, your nature is
already. Oh, I rolled a 2. Yeah. Dang. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I have to. So Fidget is now going to reroll the performance check.
Guidance on you, so you get a +1 status bonus.
Okay. Is that cool, Joe?
It's fine with me.
Okay.
If you use your hero point.
I am using my hero point right now. I'm using my hero point right now. This is the hero point roll. Okay. All right. That's a natural 15 with my +8 performance would be a 22 plus the guidance, which is 23.
I feel like the malnourished horse starts to feel very weak.
It was a little struggle.
It was a little struggle at the beginning. Yeah, it was struggle at the beginning, but it finished with some panache. And it managed to carry all three of you around while you're doing your performances. And the crowd just is so happy with what you've done. What's your total?
The total is a 23.
So close.
What do you mean? Hold on. I'm thinking I'm a liar. 14 plus 8 is 22, yeah?
Yeah.
Plus the +1 guidance is the, yeah, because Chris's assist only brought the DC down, didn't add more to me, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, 23. Fuck me.
Well, you guys won, and the crowd is just going crazy with you. And you see the Celestial Menagerie trio kind of sulk away, but you see Victor kind of leaning on Akbu, and Victor looks at Gigolo. Gigolo nods, and he just shoves Akbu.
Does he break?
You're gonna have to go check it out next week.
You gotta just sweep it from under us, huh, Joe? Just take the breath out of my lungs. Elmer, and he killed Akbu twice. He did a ton. There was a chance for him to come back.
Damn, dude.
There's still a chance.
A dance battle is never the answer.
It's always a sword battle. Sword battle solves problems.
More definitive.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.